So now, some of the instructional stories from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This story is called Lord Chaitanya Takes Prasadam from the Sanodiya Brahmana in Mathura. This is chapter 17 of Madhya Leela. Of course, the title of this chapter is Lord Chaitanya Travels to Vrindavan. So interesting, we mentioned a few minutes ago about Lord Chaitanya coming to Vrindavan for 2 months. He arrived on Kartik Purnima, which is 3 weeks from now. He arrived just at the end of Kartik. That's the last day of Kartik. And he stayed for 2 months. And he did Dwadasavan Prikama. It's called Chirasi Kosh Prikama. He toured all the forests of Vrindavan. And he revealed many of the holy places. Although Rupa and Sanatan Goswami had already been deputed to come to Vrindavan, they were already here. And before them, Bhugarva Goswami and his friend Lokanath Goswami, he had come. And they were both wandering all over Braj, praying to the different Kalpavriksha trees, that the Kalpavriksha trees would reveal the Leela Vilas and the Leela Stalis of Radha and Krishna. Kujat Kokila Hamsa Sarasagana Kirne Mayura Kule. How's it go? That's right. Nana Ratna Nibada Nilam Itapa Sri Yukta Vrindavane. And it's Radha Krishna Maharnisham Prabhajato Jivarta Do Yumuda. Something like this. Is it right? Radha Krishna Artado. For the benefit of the Jivas, Jiva Arta. For the benefit of the Jivas, the six Goswamis and these two others are called the seventh and eighth Goswami, Lokanath and Bhagarbha. They were wandering and sleeping under the trees. They were sleeping under the at the roots, at the base of the trees. They were sleeping under the trees and they were praying to the trees. Oh, trees of Vrindavan, oh, Kalpa Vriksha trees, your wish-fulfilling trees. And your roots are in the ground. Your roots are deeply embedded in the ground of Vrindavan. But the ground of Vrindavan is jewels. Nana Ratna Nibada Mula. Nana Ratna Nibada Mula Vitapa. Mula means root. Nana Ratna. Your roots, the roots of your trunk, your roots are not merely clutching soil. Usually when a tree is growing in the ground, the mul, the briksha mul, the roots of the tree are clutching the earth or the soil and extracting minerals and water and nourishment from the soil and distributing it through the branches and trunk and twigs of the tree, leaves. But it's Nana Ratna Nimbada Mula Vatitapa. It says, you're, oh, couple of Vriksha trees on Vrindavan, the six Goswamis were praying when they were sleeping. Everyone's heard they slept under a different tree every night. So why is that? Because they went to different Leela Stalis. And there's thousands of Leela Stalis, and there's always sacred trees growing there. Kadamba tree, Tamal tree, etc. And they would, these roots, the mula, the roots of these trees, which are growing in the land of Vrindavan, and the roots of these trees were clutching onto gems. Nana Ratna means various different kinds of gems, jewels. What type of jewels are these? They're called Chintamani. Chintamani gems. Chintamani prakara sadmashukapa riksha laksha vriteshu surabhira vipaliyantam. Lakshmi sahasra satasambrama sevyamanam govinda madipurasham tamhambajami. So these trees were all clutching or holding on to these Chintamani gems. So the six Goswamis are saying, oh, Kalpavriksha, you are a Kalpavriksha, you can fulfill all desires, and you yourself are holding on to the Chintamani gems of Vrindavan, Chintamani Bhumi, Chintamani Dham, Vrindavan. So please fulfill my desire, because this is the real priceless, valuable jewel that I'm looking for. I'm looking for these jewels. I'm looking for these jewels at your roots. I'm looking for the jewels of Radha and Krishna's Prem Vilas. I want to know what Prem Vilas, what Lila Vilas they had under your branches, in this stali, in this place. Please reveal to me. Was Rasa dance held here? Was this a site of Banbihar? Was this a site of Shuka Shari Samvad? Where the parrots would have discussions about Radha and Krishna? Is this a place where Krishna braided Radharani's hair? Is this a place where Radharani showed man to Krishna and ran away and Krishna caught the edge of her sari when she was running? What happened here? Please reveal to me. So as they moved around Braj and they prayed to these different trees, and the trees would speak to them in spurti. They would have spurti or vision while sleeping or even awake while chanting japa. Then they would write down in their notebooks, in this place, this is Terakadamba. Rupa Goswami was in Terakadamba doing bhajan. And he saw so many variegated pastimes of Radha and Krishna there, in spurti and visporti, by the mercy of the Kalpa Vriksha trees in Chintamani Bhumi Braja. And then he revealed all these things, because this was the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave four orders to the Rupa and Sanatan. He said, O Rupa and Sanatan, you go to Vrindavan and you do four things. You establish the worship of the murtis of the deities of Radha and Krishna, and you write Bhakti Shastra Likana. You write shastras to describe the practice of devotional service. And you excavate the hidden places. It's called Lupta. Lupta Prakash, Lupta Lila Stali Prakash, or something like this. You unveil or you reveal the Lupta, the hidden places of Radha and Krishna's pastimes in Braj, because they're hidden by time. Time, neglect, overgrowth, Muslim, Mughal invaders, etc. So many environmental factors, or social or environmental factors, which cause the, and a time factor obviously, they cause the holy places to become covered, hidden. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they discovered so many places, but there's one place they could not discover. The combined efforts of Lokanath and Bhagarva Goswami and Rupa and Sanatan, all four together, there's one place they couldn't find, despite their hardest endeavor. And they're looking for it very sincerely. What was that place? Radha Kund. They could not discover Radha Kund. It was elusive. It was eluding them. They were not able to discover or find Radha Kund. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna Yugal, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to Radha Kund and he personally discovered this place. So we are all eternally indebted to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu for revealing this topmost divine place of Radha and Krishna's Lila Vilas. So here, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for his one and only Braj Yatra, as Prabhupada came for Braj Yatra in 1971, I believe, and then later in 72 he came for Kartik Vrata. Prabhupada observed one Kartik Vrata in Vrindavan. He observed this Kartik Vrata in Vrindavan in 1972 in Seva Kunj, quite an appropriate place. And where did he observe it? Well, the deities, the worshipful deities for Kartik, as you know, are Radha Damodar. And these are the original deities. They consider, the Acharyas say that the original deities never leave Braj. Siddha Mahatma Chandrasekhar Das Baba, who was one of the great Mahants of Brajabhumi, and so many others, they say whatever deities left Braj, they are the expansion deities. Because all the scriptures say that Krishna never takes a step out of Braj. So who is that in Jayapur? Who is that in Karoli? Who is that in this outside of Jayapur, Radha Madhav, or I don't know what that's called, Kankol, or Kanak, a place called Kanak Vrindavan, about 10 kilometers outside of Jayapur. They claim that's the original deity of Jayadeva Goswami, very old, beautiful deity of Radha Madhav. Did you see, you went there with me? No. So we have many yatras over there, Jayapur. I can't remember who went and who didn't over the years. So the Rasika Mahatmas of Braj, they say that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. So who is that left? Who went? who went to Mathura. That's Vasudeva Krishna. Of course, that's told quite explicitly in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam as a Kuragat. As a Kuragat, Ananta Shesh and Vasudeva Krishna, they have manifested there. They sat on a chariot and they went off to Mathura. And Krishna and Balaram got off and went back to Vrindavan. Because they can't leave here. It's impossible. How can you leave someone that loves you? If someone really loves you and you really love them, their love is inseparable. If there's love, there's no question of separation. If there's not love, then anything's possible. Murder, death, extortion, cheating, all kinds of things. But if there's true love, pure love, spiritual love, you should have prayed. There's no question of separation. Impossible. So, who left was the expansion deities. The Govindaji, of course, in Jayapur, let's say, this is the original Rupa Goswami's original deity, this is original deity of Radha Damara, etc., etc. But that is their bhav. That is their bhav, but the fact is, the Siddhanta is something different. So the original deities are even still here. So when Lord Chaitanya came to Mathura, then he met this one Brahmin. So we'll discuss this story. Lord Chaitanya takes prasad from the Sanodiya Brahmin in Mathura. Madhilila, chapter 17, verse 156 through 189. Mathura siya kaila vishanti tirte snan janmastane keshava deki karila pranam. Following, this is called Sadhu Vartmana Vartante, which we just read as the fourth limb of bhakti, to follow in the footsteps of the predecessor acharyas. So in the shastras that describe Braj Yatra, there are shastras that describe how to perform a Braj Yatra, and specifically how to perform Charasi Kosh Parikrama, how to tour the 12 forests of Vrindavan, the 84 krosas, or the 168 square miles. 84, Charasi means 84, Charasi Kosh. Charasi Kosh means 168 square miles of the Brajmandal Parikrama. 84 times 2, 168 square miles. So there's one, the most recent scripture that's extant, to some extent. It's called Braj Bhakti Vilas. Braj Bhakti Vilas was written by Narayan Bhatta Goswami. Narayan Bhatta Goswami actually took Diksha from Gopal Bhatta Goswami, but later he defected or whatever. He went to the Nimbark Sampradaya. He's a great Brahmin, great scholar. He established the Ras Lila performances and Ras Mandalas over all over Braj Mandal to preserve the ancient culture of young celibate, well, rather not celibate, but what do you say, like Kanya, like boys before they reach puberty, whatever that's called. Preserve the tradition of adolescent boys, of Brahmin youth, in performing the Ras Lila. They dress up as gopis and Krishna and Radha, and they sing all Braj Bhasha songs, and they enact the Ras Lila, and many other types of Lila, Julan, etc., holy, on different mandalas. Ras mandalas are... They were established all over Braj in different villages about 420 years ago to preserve this memory of all these wonderful eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So the people would gather around the Ras Mandal and they would sit on the ground. There's one right here in Govindaji Temple. When we go to Govindaji, there's that raised circular platform. That's where they would hold the Ras Lila. And then there's some asan there. That's the Singasan for Radha and Krishna to sit on, to be worshipped in the Yugal Artik, or what's called Yogapit Puja, before the Ras Mandal, Rasa begins. The Mandali. Mandali means the dance troupe. The Mandali. Those who perform on the Mandala are called the Mandali. Sometimes they say a Kanda Kirtan Mandali. I think this our Baba, Aindra Baba, calls this Kirtan group a Kanda Kirtan Mandali, something, isn't it? Krishna Balam. So this comes from this tradition, Ras Lila Mandali. So now they have a bunch of Gauran Shilas sitting on that Singhasan there, that one. So in Braj Bhakti Vilas, in addition to revitalizing this Braj culture and instituting this performance of Ras Leelas all over Braj, which is still going on in a big way in Vrindavan, and also in Barsa and other places. Here, maybe, occasionally it goes on here in Radhakund. I saw one here on back street one time on a stage. It's dying out. It's being replaced by cable TV and discos. Cable TV shows and discos, discotheques have replaced Ras Mandalas. Kali Yuga. But in Vrindavan, during Shravan Maina, during Shravan Mas, sometimes Kartik, but very much during Shravan Maina, when so many pilgrims come, it's the biggest month for Yatris, there are at least 10 different Ras Leelas going on every night in different locations. Is that popular? And specifically, people come from all over India to see them. Some professors have done studies and papers on Braj Mandal, statistics, etc. And they say in this month so many Yatris come, pilgrims, in this month so many. So in Shravan Mas, this was a paper I read in 1980, long ago. But in Shravan Mas, there was 500,000 people come, Yatris, during that month, to visit the temples, because it's between harvest time. Mostly farmers and villagers. It's rainy season, so there's no harvesting, there's no planting, there's no harvesting crops. So it's free time, vacation time. So what to do? Go on a pilgrimage. Go to Haridwar, go to Badrinath, go to Vrindavan, wherever you can go. Badrinath or whatever, Meghadeshwar. So they come, 500,000 people come in Shravan Mas. And then holy time, which is March, Holy Purnima, Gaur Purnima, that's the second biggest month, and that would be about 250,000. 500,000 in Shravan, 250,000. Then the other months, then like January, 20,000. And then like Kartik was like 80,000. Kartik was not very big, actually. So there's a breakdown like that. And then May and June, 10,000. Not too many. So the point is, the biggest month for pilgrims and yatris to come to Vrindavan is Shravan Mas, which is, when is that? That's like July, August, something like that. And after that is Bhadra, Krishna's birthday. So even though Krishna's birthday, they sometimes stay over. But Shravan Mas, July and August, very nice weather, rainy season, then again they come in spring. Springtime is holy, Vasant. Actually, and traditionally, holy Leela goes from Vasant Panchami. From Vasant Panchami, which is actually quite cold, it's in the beginning of February or something. From Vasant Panchami until Holi Purnima, Gaur Purnima, was 40 days. In the original Braj culture, Holi Leela was celebrated every day for 40 days. When Radha and Krishna were here, they're playing Holi here and there and everywhere. And playing Holi in the nighttime, playing Holi in the daytime. 40 days, Vasant Panchami. If you count the days from Vasant Panchami to Gaur Purnima, that's 40 days. Now people say, oh my God, it's 5 days, I'm going crazy, stop. One day is too much. 40 days. And even to this day, in Braj Mandal, on Vasant Panchami Holi begins. In different villages, they start throwing. So there's no guarantee when you're moving around Braj Mandal, from Vasant Panchami to Gaur Purnima, even a few days after, you may get doused with some color here or there. And Kamivan or Barsan or Nandayam Chuyam. Hey, what is this holy? It's so far away. No, it's 40 days. And they're very keen to let you know about it. So it's 40 days in the desert or something. Watch out. Don't come to Vrindavan. Unless you want to get sprinkled. So, seems to be difficult to get this story off the ground here. So what I was saying here is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the city of Mathura. He took his bath in Vishramghat. He then visited the birthplace of Krishna and saw the deity named Keshavaji. He offered his respectful obeisance to this deity. So what I was starting to say is that as Lord Chaitanya was following scriptures like Hari Bhakti Vilas, which was written afterwards, but in the scriptures it tells how to go on a Braj Yatra. There's a system, it's called Yatra Krama, the system of how to perform a Yatra. The first thing when you come to Braj Mandal, the very first place you're supposed to go is where? Jamuna. Vishram Ghat, where Krishna rested. Vishram means rested, where he rested after killing Kamsa. He came there, washed his hands of the Yamuna, he washed his hands of everything. He washed his hands of all the blood, then he rested under a banyan tree in the banks of the Yamuna. First you're supposed to go to Vishram Ghat, and if you're really fired up, a man will shave his head there. It's the first day when you go to a holy place, you're supposed to shave your head. Shave your head and fast, and the second day you take all darshan, and you give dakshin, and the third day you do Brahman Seva, then you leave. You don't stay more than 3 days in the holy place. So Lord Chaitanya was already shaved up, so he didn't have to worry about that. He came here as a sannyasi. So if you see in Bhakti Ratnakar, or other books depicting Narottam Vilas, Prem Vilas, so many books describe the lives and teachings of Gaur Parishad Charitavali, Gaur Parishad Charitavali, Vaishnava Vidhan, many, many books describing the life, the character, the biographies of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, how they come to Vrindavan, how Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan, how Sanatana Goswami, how Janava Mata entered Vrindavan, how Nityananda entered Vrindavan, how Advaitacharya entered Vrindavan, how Madhavendrapuri entered Vrindavan. They all came to Vrindavan. How Vallabhacharya entered Vrindavan. And how did they enter Vrindavan? They just fly into Delhi, hop in the AC sumo, and come to the MVT for pizza? Straight away. First thing you do is, hey, driver, take me to the MVT, fut-a-fut, lickety-split, fast as you can. I have to get almost, it closes at 3, I have to be there in time for pizza and ice cream. Run up the stairs, hey, give me a full pizza, extra cheese. I mean, personally, I never even seen the place. I don't even know where, I know there's somewhere there's a restaurant. I've been in a few rooms to visit devotees. There's some restaurant in the MVT restaurant. I've never seen it. I don't even know. If someone asked me to take them there, I wouldn't know where to take them. But it's a well-known hot spot, or let's say holy spot. It fills the hole in your stomach. So it's a holy spot. When you have a hole in your stomach, you go there and it fills the hole in your stomach, so it's a holy spot. They give you a spot of food to fill the hole in your stomach. So it's a holy spot, right? It's the meaning of a holy spot. They give you a spot of food to fill the hole in your stomach, so therefore it is a holy spot. Very interesting definition. Yes, I'm visiting all the holy spots. Hari Om Dava, MVC, Govinda's restaurant. So this isn't the way it was done. Entrance to Vrindavan was done like this. When Prabhupada, let's look at our own Guru Maharaj, when Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, of course, fortunately or unfortunately, there was no MVT. But Prabhupada came to Vrindavan, where did he go? He first went to Mathura. And where did he went to Vishram Ghat and he took bath. And from Vishram Ghat he went to Janmasthan, to the birthplace of Lord Krishna, and honored the birthplace, and then the Janmasthan, then he took darshan of Keshavaji, who was the Lord of the Eastern Petal. Keshavaji was installed by Krishna's great grandson, Bhadranath. He's a 5,000-year-old deity. Of course, the original deity is purported to have been stolen or removed or somewhere. He's in the area of Kanpur or something like that. Well, there's a replacement deity, or there's different ways to look at it. The original one is here, and that's the expansion. At any rate, Keshavaji is the Lord, is one of the original 5 or 7 deities installed by Bhadranath, 5,000 years old. He's the Lord of the Eastern Petal, Purvadigishvara. The Lord of the Eastern Petal of the Lotus of Braj, guarding the entranceway, Lord Keshavaji. So this is, all the Shastras say, this is the right way to enter Braj Mandal. So everybody did it that way. The Bhagavan did it that way. The devotees of Bhagavan did it that way. The Acharyas have done it that way. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, when he first entered Vrindavan, he came by train from Calcutta to Mathura. Or train, or he walked. I don't know. If there was train, maybe he came by train. Can't remember. But he did come firstly to Mathura, went to Vishram Ghat, bathed in the Jamuna, then he went to Keshavaji. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing the same thing. We tell our students when they want to receive Harinam, I say you have, because it's very purifying. Very, very purifying. In the scriptures, Padma Purana and others, they say how purifying it is to take a bath at Vishramgad. To take a bath in Yamuna at Vishramgad is more sukriti, more purifying than taking 1,000 baths in Kumbh Mela or something like that. It's very, very powerful place. Very, very powerful holy tirtha. Vishramgad and Mathura. To live in a Triveni and a Lalabad for 1,000 years and take all the holy baths and Amavasya, Purnima, Sankranti, etc. You get the same benefit as taking one bath at Vishramgad. It's really big. Lots of Sukriti and Punya are accumulated there. So there's so many Brahmins there. It's a very ancient Tirtha. So there are so many Brahmins there and barbers, B&B, Brahmins and barbers, to shave you up and to clean you out, so to speak. Clean out your pocketbook, shave up your hair, and shave up your wallet. And then, so you shave your head there, take a bath, then you do puja, jamuna, and do Brahmin dan, and then you begin your yatra. So I have my students go there and bathe in Vishramgad, shave their head, do Brahmin puja, jamuna puja, Brahmin dan, take darshan of Keshavis, and then come here for mantra. Some to enhance their eligibility, to enhance their purity, to receive the sacred function of diksha. So, Lord Chaitanya is doing the same thing. Premanande natche gaya sagana hunkar prabhura prema veshet deki loke chamatkar. When Mahaprabhu chanted, danced, and made loud vibrations, all the Mathuravasis were astonished to see his ecstatic love. Premanande nache, absorbed, full of the bliss of prema, he was dancing full of blissful love, singing full of blissful love. Sagana hunkara, repeatedly sagana, hunkara, repeatedly, over and over, making loudly exclaiming, Haribo, Haribo. Prabhura prema veshe deti, loke chamatkar. When all the people saw the absorption, the vesh means absorption, Mahaprabhu's absorption and ecstatic love, they became chamatkar, they became amazed, overwhelmed. Who is this person? What sound vibration are we hearing? What is happening to us? We feel so much compelled to look at him. We feel so much attracted to him. We can't leave. Whatever business we had at hand, we've forgotten about it. We've dropped everything we're doing. We're simply transfixed here. We're riveted to this position. We can't move an inch. We can't move our ears from here. We can't move our eyes. We can't move our feet. Moreover, we don't want to go. We don't feel to go. We don't desire to go. We want to just stay here forever. We want to stay here forever and gaze upon the beautiful moon-like face of Gauranga Sundara. And want to stay here forever and listen to his, the sweet Madhura Vacha of his sweet singing and his hunkar, his roaring, and observe the tears shooting from his eyes. Such an amazing feat. We've never seen in lifetimes and lifetimes of being born in Mathura. We've never seen such an amazing sight. Deki Chamatkar. So amazing, so astounding, overwhelming, attractive and captivating. Have you ever seen this person before? No. Where does he come from? I don't know. He must be from outer space. Must be from another planet. UFO. Unidentified flying object. Ekavipra-pari prabhur charanadariya prabhu sange nityakare prema vishtahana. One Brahmin fell at the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and then began to dance with Mahaprabhu in ecstatic love. Ek vipra pari prabhu charanadhariya. It's interesting because in the translation it says one Brahmin fell at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. But in the Sanskrit it says charanadhariya. And the Prabhupada's own translation, dari means murli dar, to hold the murli. Danodar, to hold the bow. So it says charanadhariya prema sange nityakari prema vishtahana. This charanadhariya says he fell at the lotus feet. Haribol. And Dari means he was holding, as one Brahman, when he was seeing Lord Chaitanya absorbed in his loving mood, dancing in Mathura at Vishram Ghat. Then he fell at his feet and he caught onto his Lord Chaitanya's feet. He clutched his feet, he held onto his feet. Because he could understand that this Chamatkara Deki, what I'm seeing is most astounding, most amazing. This person is dancing, nache, and the Gaya is singing, Premananda, he's absorbed in bliss of Prem. Who is this golden figure? He became overwhelmed, Chamatkara. So he had immediate response, and he merely submitted himself. No submission, no admission. No admission, no permission. So he submitted himself at Lord Chaitanya's feet. Pranipatena. Pranipatena means to lie like a stick. He laid his whole body at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. Then he, Charanadharya, he held onto Lord Chaitanya's feet. And by that contact, he became transformed. You know, it says here, Premavishta. Premavishtahana. Avishta means like Avastachitta. Avastachitta means absorbed in deep consciousness, like stunned. So Premavishta, he became absorbed. He became enveloped by the prema of Lord Chaitanya. It was like contact high. He was holding onto his feet. And by holding onto his feet, first submission. And then he submitted and he held onto his feet. Kripakaro, kripakaro, give me mercy. And the Lord accepted him. He didn't kick him away. He didn't step on him. Give him a karate kick. Dong! What are you doing? Get out from here, you fool. No, he accepted him. And he blessed him. He gave his full blessing, Ashirvad. And all the prem flowing from Lord Chaitanya's feet like a Ganga river of mercy. A Ganga river of mercy is flowing from his feet. And then that man who had submitted himself in a humble way at the feet of the Lord and holding onto the feet, he received that prem through his hands, prem vishta. And being absorbed in love, he began to dance along with Lord Chaitanya. How fortunate. At first he was Deki Chamatkara. He was one of the astounded onlookers, one of the mesmerized spectators in Mathura. When Lord Chaitanya arrived on his first day in Vrindavan, he went to Vishram Ghat, took bath in Yamuna, then he went for Darshan, Keshwarji. And he started dancing. Following the sequence of this situation, it says, first he went to Vishram Ghat and he bathed, then he went to the Janmasthan and he took Darshan of Keshwarji deity. Now after that he's dancing. So one would assume that he's in the temple, he's having darshan of Keshwaji, in terms of the flow of the verses, because this was a general pattern. Wherever Lord Chaitanya toured, he went into a temple, he saw the deity, he felt ecstatic to see the puja or the deity, whatever, and he would start dancing, then and there. Not that he would go out on the street and dance or whatever. So he's in the temple, the Janmasthan Mandir, in Mathura, and he's taking darshan of Keshwaji, Krishna, and this is the Krishna that he's been searching for. This is the Krishna that he's been chanting the name of all over India. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, Keshava. Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahiman. So this is Keshava. This is Keshava Ji, and you're all over India. Keshava, 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 Keshava. Keshava Kahan. Keshava Kahan. Keshava Kotai, Kotai. Where are you, Keshava? There's Radharani crying in separation. Vipralamba Bhav. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna and Radha Bhav. Radha's Kanta and Bhav. Kanti and Bhav. So now, coming to Mathura, I've been looking for this Keshava. And here is Keshava. Keshava is standing before me. Who is that Keshava? Keshava is the one, is Bhagavan Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, who's expert at dressing Radharani's hair at Sringharvat and Kusum Sarovar and so many places in Vrindavan. Krishna breaks Radharani's man, or he mollifies or pacifies her anger or contrary mood by offering some flowers at her feet, crying at her feet, offering his turban, sometimes his vamshi. Sometimes he sits behind her and very gently takes her hair and just touches her hair and sees if she responds. If she doesn't respond, and he touches a little more and she goes, oh. Then she's very hot mood. But if she's a little submissive, then he starts brushing her hair very gently, very slowly, brushing her hair, maybe loose. Her braid may be undone due to her anger or disturbed mind. So then he starts brushing her hair, then separating and braiding it, putting some bakul flowers in it. Maybe he made some garland of jasmine flowers. And he weaves it in her braid. So in this way he renders service. So he, that form of the Lord, who is very expert in serving Radharani, very expert in dressing and combing and brushing her hair, is known as Keshava. Kesh means hair. So now this Radharani in Radhabhav, Radharani has found her Keshava. She's been searching all over India. Where is my Keshava? I'm looking. Now I took a bath in Vishramghat. Now I come in the temple and I see in Janmasthan, oh, here's my Keshava. Here's my Keshava. And he's so excellent. He did so much service to me, and I remember, I have so much remembrance of so many intimate pastimes. So naturally, Lord Chaitanya enters into a deep mood. Lila Pravesh, he enters deeply into the mood of Smaran, into Lila, Astakali Lila. And Radharani starts remembering so many intimate and confidential, sweet, loving pastimes she shared with Krishna and Vrindavan. Upon seeing that Didi acting as an udipan, or stimulant, or an excitant of her permanent loving mood towards the Lord, and Madhura Rati, Parakiya Bhav. So she starts dancing in ecstasy, Premananda. Premanande nache gaye sagana hunkar. Sagana hunkar means every so often screaming or yelling, ah, ha, ha, Keshava, ha. Ecstatic mood. Prabhupada Prema Vaishadeki, seeing that Lord Chaitanya was so much absorbed in Prema, all the loke chamatkar, all the people, all the bystanders, all the spectators became amazed, chamatkar. But one of them, one very fortunate one, not all of them, only one, says, Eka Viprapade Prabhur, Charanadharya, one smart man. He's Vipra. Vipra means he's supposed to be smart. He knows Jyotirved, Ayurved, Vipra, Yajna Homa Puja. So he's really smart. He's really Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. He really has Vidya, because he recognizes this is not only something amazing to see, Chamatkara Deki, but this is an amazing sight. Look, everybody, look at this. Like we see something amazing. Everyone gathers around. When we were walking out Parikma one day and morning of Radhakund, we saw everyone looking, everyone standing by the sabji market and leaning over. And they're all, every big group of 100, 200 people are all looking over like this, looking down at Radhakund. Naturally you think, what are they looking at? You become curious. This is human nature. Curiosity killed the cat. So then you think, if you're really, really absorbed in your bhajan, what do I care? I'm in my bhajan. But if you're not very absorbed and you're more absorbed in buying sabji, then that's not a very deep absorption. But you're going there to buy sabji, not just doing Leela Smar and then Prikmar or whatever. So then you're already half spaced out thinking of sabji. So then you say, alright, well, what are they looking at? So then you also lean over and you become the 101st person to lean over. There's 100 people plus you. And you lean over and you see a dead body. And then they say, well, who's that and what happened? Oh, he jumped in, committed suicide, and these are his belongings on the side, and he left a note and said he wanted to attain Radharani by committing suicide in Radhakund. That's what's going on. Oh, okay, now back to the subject. So you see a curious sight. Eke chamatkar. Eke loke deki chamatkar. Everyone's looking. Okay, very, very amazing sight. And you go about your business. Go buy sabji, whatever. But Ek Vipra, he's smart. One smart. He said, hey, I don't want to miss this opportunity. I don't want to lose this. There's something, this person is very extraordinary. There's something very special going on here. I can feel it. I can see it. I can perceive it. And my response to this whole experience is, I want to be part of it. I don't want to be a spectator. I don't want to be an outsider. I want to enter deeply. Like sometimes people see the Harinam party. We're chanting Harinam in the West. And people stay across the street, like 100 yards away. And, hey, what are they doing over there? And they talk to each other. Hey, what's that? Hey, look. And they start pointing. Look at that. Hey, look at it. Hare Krishna. And then somebody says, no, I don't want to look like this. And maybe even, whatever, find fault. I want to take part. So then he comes a little closer. Then and some people come right in the center, and they start dancing with the devotees. Ah, ta, ta, ta. And they chat, and then they even say, and they take the drum, let me play that thing. And maybe some good guy in the drum or something like that. I had that experience once. We were in Puri with Dhruva Maharaj and his wife, and it was Nityananda Trayodasi. We were staying there for some months in Puri, and they were staying in one place, and so we thought, we got together and said we should do some kind of function to worship Lord Nityananda, because we're children of his mercy, mercy child. So we said, all right, so we made a little program on the beach. So we put our money together and our heads together, and we made a pandal. It was only three of us. So we made a little pandal. We rented from this pandal shop, small, like a what do you call it? Canopy. Canopy, 20 feet by 10 or so. Then we got a little red and blue thing, like rug type thing you put on the chatai or whatever it is on the beach. And then we didn't have any mridanga, but in the place he was staying they had some tablas. So they had some tablas, and I had my kartals, and I think maybe his wife played harmonium or something, I can't remember. But we had these tablas, and we had kartals. And then his wife went and bought about 1,000 pieces of Jagannath Mahaprasad, so he kept in some baskets. So our idea was, because we don't know Orion language, but our idea was to have Harinam just chant Hare Krishna. And then distribute prasad, to glorify Nityananda, chant the holy name in Jagannath Puri. And we made this pandal in this large area to sit, because we thought people could sit under, because it was quite sunny at that time. They could sit under the pandal and chant with us. Because there's many European tourists there. There's many young ladies and gents and moving around here on the beach here and there, especially where we were, because it was Chatikar roadside. And Traveler's Lodge and Z Hotel and all these places where all the hippies stay, because they're all these places have ratings and Lonely Guide. So they all stay over there. So I think maybe Dhruva was playing the tablas or me or something. We don't know anything about tablas, so. And like that. And it wasn't very... So we're playing and some people would sit down, they chant Hare Krishna. Then three or four fishermen came. They're like black as tar in color. They're really dark color. And all skinny, wearing a gumsha. And they were chanting, very enthusiastic, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So one of them said, do you mind? Very humbly said, could I try the tablas a little bit, you know? So then we said, yeah. So it turned out this guy was like, you know, black belt and tabla playing or whatever. You know, virtuoso and tabla playing. And he taught, you know, Ali Ustad Khan or whoever the famous tabla players are. Look, he was the teacher of that or something. I was like, oh, that's too much good. You know, really good. And then maybe his wife was playing harmonium. I don't remember. Then all of a sudden the kirtan went from a total sleeper, what we call sleeper kirtan. Went from a sleeper kirtan to an ecstatic kirtan. A really good sounding, at least. Oh yeah, we rented some microphone also. We had a microphone and amplifier. I forgot. It was like a big little program. I guess, you know, probably just a mercy. So then, so people started gathering around. Hey, something's happening here. It's not a sleeper kirtan after all. So then people started sitting down, some Europeans came up, because this guy was good. Mostly everyone was just looking at him, because he was like too good. You know? He had his eyes closed the whole time. He wasn't relishing. And people relished seeing how he was into it. And then after about an hour, he stopped and said, because he was only speaking Iranian, he says, I had to go, and my putney, this, that, I had lunch, you know. And then we opened up the Jagannath Mahaprasad, and we said, no, take some Mahaprasad, keep playing. So he gave some Mahaprasad. He said, okay, 10 minute or, adaganta or, half hour more. He said, okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then after half hour, he says, I have to go. I said, take some more. Then we kept giving him Jagannath Mahaprasad. He stayed there from about 12 o'clock in the afternoon until sunset. He just kept going and going and going. So he really got into it, and so many people heard the holy name, and so many people got the Jagannath. We broke, you know, so many, literally thousands of people probably got Jagannath Mahaprasad. So it's unforgettable. Nityananda Tri Odyssey at Jagannath Puri. But so this person, I'm just saying that this person joined in with us. And like sometimes people join in with us in the Harinam. They don't just look. So this person was looking and sitting, and then he joined in and became the key member of the whole Sankirtan party. So in the same way, Ek Vipra, it says here, what does it say? It says this Ek Vipra party, this one, there's so many hundreds of people. Whenever there's something happening in India, as you know, hundreds of people will gather. If anything happens, if someone digs a hole, if someone just goes out in the middle of the street and digs a hole, then at least 300 people watch. Hey, look, somebody's doing something. Because basically nobody really does anything in India. They just live and let live. And a few people scurry around the cities and try to make some money. But the other 999,000,000, they have really nothing to do. So they just, as soon as somebody goes out in the street and starts chopping the asphalt and digging a hole, and, oh, check, hey, 500 people. Hey, look, he's digging a hole. You know, everything stops, so half of India stops to look at it. So now all these people are watching Lord Chaitanya dance in Keshavji Mandir in Mathura. And he's into it. He's dancing. You can imagine the 7 foot figure, 7 feet tall and huge, long arms. Auspicious. Ajanu Lambita. There's one bhajan. Ajanu Lambita means long arms, very auspicious arms, beautiful features, dancing, absorbed in love of God, and genuine, not some imitation, not some making some show. He's just in his own internal. It's prema vesh. This prema vesh means internally absorbed in your own love. It's not like some exhibition. He's not an exhibitionist going down to the Central Park playing his guitar and congo drums to get a crowd around. You know, it's not like some exhibition trying to get a crowd pleaser, raise a few quarters in your guitar box, get a few dollars thrown into your guitar box. It's not like that. You're there, you're not there, I'm there. You're here, you're not here, I'm there. Lord Chaitanya, Kesha is here, I'm here, he's my beloved Priyatam, I'm his beloved Priyaji, I'm dancing for him, for Keshava. If anyone sees or no one sees, it doesn't matter because he sees. He's for me and I'm for him, and this dance is for his pleasure. And this is the mood. Premananda. Hankar, ah, Kesha, Kesha, ah. So one person thought, this is a golden opportunity, there's something special. This is one of those rare events, like 9/11 in New York. It's a rare event. It doesn't happen twice in a century. God, thank God. But so this is a rare event that Lord Chaitanya only came for 60 days. In his whole life he spent 60 days in Brajmandal. So then this person was smart. He fell at his feet. He got the mercy. He got the mercy. By surrendering, you get the mercy. By going close to the Sankirtan movement, you get the mercy. By submitting to the Sankirtan movement, you get the mercy. This is what's going on. This is whether the Sankirtan is with Sankirtan, many people together, or Ekkirtan. Lord Chaitanya is the Panchatattva. He's all the demigods. He's all the Sarva Avataris. So that's also, if Lord Chaitanya alone is doing Sankirtan, or singing in Kirtan, it's also Samkirtan, Samyak Kirtan, chanting with many, because he's a Sarva Avatari. So all the avatars, all the avatars of Bhagavan are engaged in that Kirtan. All the expansions of Bhagavan are there, because He is all the forms of God that are there. Sarva Amshi, Sarva Avatari. So he looks like one person, solo Kirtan, but it's actually everyone's there, everything's there. So this person, he submitted himself to the Sankirtan movement. He contacted, he touched the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He got the mercy by submission. Submission. He was attracted. Sankarshan, principle of attraction, he was attracted. He was non-offensive. He was attracted, looking at the Lord, listening to the kirtan. He was non-offensive, non-envious. Then he submitted at the feet of the Lord in the most humble way, lying in the dust of the feet of the Lord. He held on to the Lord, begged for mercy, contacted him, touched him. Then the Lord blessed him. So all these elements of his approach, all these elements or constituents of his approach to the Lord are the same elements or constituents which any conditioned soul must have in order to attain perfection in spiritual life. There must be some principle of attraction operating. He must be attracted to what he's pursuing or what he sees. He sees something. It says, Deki Loke Chamatkar. The Loke, the people, they were seeing Deki and they were Chamatkar. They were amazed. They were attracted. So some people are attracted, but they become offensive. Oh, look at the Hare Krishna. Ah, those stupid guys. They shave. They look like jerks. This, that. When they get a job, the beggars, hey, go back to India. I remember I couldn't figure out their logic, but you know, I'm not exactly Indian looking. But when they're on Kirtan and Sankirtan 74, 75, San Francisco, people come to me, what are you doing here in America? Go back to India where you belong. I said, really? This guy's so crazy. What are you doing here? You don't belong here. You're not one of us. Of course, everything he said is true. You don't belong here. I agree. You're not one of us. I agree. Go back to where you belong. I'm trying. It's not so easy to go back to where you belong. Where you belong is at the lotus feet of Krishna in his eternal service and love and bliss and Goloka. I wish I was praying. I said, yes, please bless me that all these things come true. Go back to India. I heard that. I must have heard that 1,000, if not once, maybe 1,000 times. Go back to India. Go back to where you belong. Get out of here. We don't like your kind. We don't want you here. Go back to India. I didn't have any idea to argue that, well, actually, I'm one of you, or I'm born here. I also have a passport. I'm also American. Rather, I accepted everything as, yes, I'd love to go to India. Can you give me some money for the ticket? I'm busted. Messiah's temple commander won't let me go. I'm number one sacristan, man. I can't go. I'm bound. Give me an opportunity. I'll be out of here in a second. I'm not staying here because I want to be here. I tried in 81. I remember I went in 81. I couldn't stay. Circumstance brought me back. And I came in 87 again. Go back to India. I guess their blessings came true. Go back to India where you belong. Ah, whoever you were, all you great souls, may you be blessed. I'm back in India where I belong, and you're where you belong. You're in hell where you belong. Having a great time. I'll send them a postcard. Having a great time. Wish you were here. All the best. Your cousin. Your nephew. Dunhe preme nirchakari kare kulakuli. Hare Krishna kaha dunhe bale bahutuli. Mahaprabhu and that Brahmin, they danced together in ecstatic love. And then they embraced each other. Can you imagine? Try to be there. Be there now, not here now. Be there now. Just go down the road. Just 15 kilometers down the road. 5 kilometers to Mathura Road. Over the Mathura Road. Then 15 kilometers to Vishwamgat. So 20 kilometers from here, we're in this very place, 23 kilometers. You're there. You're in Janmasthan. You're in Keshri Mandir. There's beautiful Keshri standing there playing his flute in Murti Forum. And Lord Chaitanya's in the Mandir. He's dancing. And then you're watching, there's all these Brahmins standing around looking, and one Brahmin is dancing with the Lord, just like these, usually it's some drunk or something. But they come and join the devotees and dance, and we're on the streets having kirtan. There's always some guy who comes, and sometimes he'll hold your hands and dance with you, and you're both dancing together. You must have the experience hundreds of times. And then, so you're dancing, and he'll take your hand, or he'll put his hand out, and he'll dance with you, and everyone's clapping. He's the life of the party. Of course, he's usually drunk, but this is Ek Vipra. And usually Brahmins aren't drunk. It's not permitted for them to be intoxicated. Suchinam is supposed to be pure. So here, this Brahmin, he's dancing in the kirtan party. He's been accepted. Submission, permission, admission. He's submitted, and he's given permission to join the Lord's Sankirtan party. He's been admitted. How deeply he's been admitted. How deeply his admission has become. He's been admitted or attained admission deep into the heart of the Lord. Premalingana, he's embracing heart to heart, chest to chest. Premalingana, he's embracing him with love. He's dancing with him. He's a lucky one. He lucked out because he was intelligent enough to see a golden opportunity and take advantage of it. Well, they say when opportunity knocks or something, take advantage, something like that. Haste makes, what is it? Don't miss the opportunity or something when opportunity comes. So he's dancing in ecstatic love. Prema nritya kare kolakuli. Kolakuli. Kolakuli means embracing. Hari na hari. Dune vala bahutuli. Bahutuli. Raising the arms. Bahu means arms, tuli means raising. And he was speaking. Raising their arms. Just see. This Brahman and Gauranga, they were dancing, embracing, and then dancing, raising their arms. And then they were saying, chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna. Chant the holy names of Hari and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Because everyone else was just like, this is chamatkar. Because it says, Loke Deki Chamatkara. So one Brahmin and one Lord, Lord Chaitanya and this one Brahmin, they went right into it. They became one. They became one in love, one in communion. Sankirtan, holy communion with the holy name. They were communing with Lord Keshava and the holy name, chanting in ecstasy. And everybody else was, look at that guy, he's dancing with this sannyasi. He's embracing him. Look at the ecstasy. They're both absorbed in prem. They were just like... And then Lord Chaitanya sees these guys with their jaws hanging open. He says, hey, you know, do some seva. Snap out of it. Hey, come on. Hey, bolo, Hare Krishna. Hey, chant, Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They're all stunned. Chamatkar means also amazed. Amazed to the point of being stunned. Chamatkar. Amazed to where you're stunned. It's like, what to do? What to say? Where to go? Which way to move? I'm frozen. My feet are frozen, immobilized. I can't move, I can't turn, I can't speak, I can't think. What's going on? I'm flabbergasted, amazed, astounded, astonished. So Lord Chaitanya says, hey, oh yeah, Hare Krishna. Chant Hare and Krishna. You heard these names, no? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is very interesting. And then they go, Hare Krishna. Loka Hari Hari Bale Kola Hala Haila. Keshava Sevaka Prabhuke Mala Paraila. Kulahala Haila. There was a great uproar. Hari Hari Bale. Loka. All the people, all the bystanders, all the spectators who were watching this spectacle of Prem. This spectacle of Prem between this Vipra, between this Mathura Brahman. This Mathura Brahman is the most fortunate person all of Mathura Mandala. He is there at the greeting party. He's one of the lucky ones to welcome Lord Chaitanya to Mathura, because the first place he went is Vishramgat, took a bath. Next place he went is shortly 10-minute walk down the road to Janmastan, Darshan Keshava, this prescribed method of entering Braj. Then this Brahman is also in the temple taking Darshan. Many people often gather together in the temple to have Lord's Darshan, Sringhar Darshan. And he's such a lucky one. He's there in the welcoming party. Doesn't know how fortunate he is. All the people began to chant the holy names. There was a great uproar. All the people began to chant, Hari, Hari. And there was a great uproar. The priest, the sevak, Keshava sevak, the pujari, the Keshava murti, the pujari engaged in serving of the Lord, the sevak, he offered Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a Mahaprasad garland from Keshava. Well, this is just like the Rasa dance. When Radharani's dancing in the Rasa dance at the Rasastali and Maharas, she's dancing so expertly, so adroitly, so perfectly, beautifully, fluidity and movement. Krishna's playing his flute and Radharani is dancing. And sometimes Radharani's playing the veena and Krishna's dancing. Sometimes they're both playing together and the sakis are dancing around them. There's Tandavarnutya and Hali Saka and Chakra Brahmana. Chakra Brahmana dancing, and there's Hali Salaka, and there's Lasya dancing, and there's Tandavanirtya, there's ladies dance, and there's couples dance, and there's a man's dance. All different types of rasa dances are there, described in Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita. So when Radharani's dancing so expertly and so beautifully and enchantingly, Krishna becomes very pleased and very happy. To show his gratitude, appreciation, love, then Krishna takes his gunjamala. Gunjamala is only some poison berries, some red and black berries. They're poisonous. You eat them, you die. There's no value. They're not like jewels. A necklace of pearls or a necklace of diamonds are very valuable. But a necklace of poison berries, you can't get much mileage out of that. Go to the market, go to the banya. Will you buy these poisonous berries? Can I trade these poisonous berries for some wheat flour or something? Hey, get out of here. Throw that thing out. It's a worthless thing. But Krishna, but you picked these poisonous berries for me and you made a necklace, a mala? It's not a moti mala. It's not a hira mala. It's not a neelam mala. It's not a garland of blue sapphire gems. It's not a garland of pearls. It's not a garland of diamonds. It's a garland of poison berries. Red berries, a little black spot. But you've offered these to me with love, with purity of devotion, with the sympathy and softness of your heart. I will immediately take it, without hesitation. I will drape it around my neck and wear it proudly. All day long I'll wear it, and at night I'll hang it on the side of my bed, and the next day I'll wear it again. Because this is your love offering. This garland is not only your offering, but it's you. It represents you. If this garland is around my neck, it is not a garland of poison berries, it is a garland of loving kisses. Each one of these red berries is your red lips. And each one of these red berries, dried red berries that makes this gunjamala, is, oh, I feel like there's so many kisses on my body. These are all kisses from your lips. from your bimba fruit lips. So how can I ever take this mala off? This is my decoration. This is my prize. My prize that I've won. So that mala, which is made by sometimes the coward boys or sometimes the gopis or manjaris, Krishna very happily and satisfactorily and proudly wears it. But when Radharani dances so pleasingly, Krishna honors her by taking that mala off and putting it on her neck. So now Mahaprabhu, Radharani, and Radhaba, this is Radharani, he's dancing for Keshava in the Keshavji Mandir, dancing so beautifully, prema vesh, absorbed in prema, and ahankara, shouting and engaging everyone else in chanting. So Keshava Krishna is so pleased and happy with her dance performance. So in the same way, these leelas are going on. Wherever there's Krishna, wherever there's Radha, there's leela, there's kirtan, there's dancing, there's ras kirtan. Wherever there is sankirtan being performed, hearing and chanting and dancing, this is ras leela. This is ras. So Nkesha was so pleased, he says, yes, Radharani, please take my garland. Please take my pushwamala. So then the sevak, Krishna sevak, mandris are also Krishna sevak, and Radha sevak. So a sevaka is a bajari, a servant of the Lord. So he takes the mala and he offers it to Mahaprabhu. Same type of leela going on, right in the mandir. So how much relish and how much Mahaprabhu was remembering Krishna by receiving that mala and remembering the rasa dance. So tomorrow we'll continue with this story. Now just hold, freeze that frame on the movie reel of your mind. Or let's say digits, it's a digit now. Keep that digit, there's the picture. It's Mathura, Mathurame, Keshavji Mandir, Kesha is playing his flute. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing with his arms upraised with this one egg Brahman. Who is that Brahman? What is that Brahman's name? Where does he come from? What will be the future of that Brahman? What will happen to that Brahman, Lord Chaitanya? Stay tuned tomorrow.